What was that?
Who could possibly be coming in at midnight on a Monday?
Maybe we should check?
Are you insane, Carl? I'm pretty sure this place is haunted. Do you have any idea how old the campus is?
Well, maybe someone's just trying to get in.
Okay, fine. Fine. I'll open the door. But if we get murdered, I am haunting you forever. Okay, one, two. Whoa!
Ah!
Hey, the door was unlocked. I just let myself in.
Oh, right. We had that interview with the dean today.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Come on in.
Come join us.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, let's go. Take a seat here. Yeah.
I'm No Expert, an Indiana University Media School podcast. This time we have Media School Dean David Tolchinsky. He'll be talking about his work as a filmmaker and administrator, sharing things such as his love for horror movies and starting out as the new dean.
So I guess to start, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Hello, I'm Dave Tolchinsky. I'm a filmmaker and I'm the dean of the Media School of Indiana University.
Yeah, I mean, it's practically royalty in the studio today. Just as a quick background to those who don't know you, what do you do? I mean, I know you're the media school dean right now, but you also still pursue creative projects.
Yeah, so I think I've been pursuing two lines in my career. One is my art film production, and two is my kind of academic program. So I was mostly trained as a screenwriter. But I've also written plays. I've produced films. I also score films and do music and sound design. A lot of my films are in the horror sphere, and can talk about why I like horror. But I also produce experimental films, and I've produced documentaries about memory contamination in the criminal justice system. And then before I was dean, I've only been dean for how long? Series of weeks. I was at Northwestern University, where I was previously chair of the Department of Radio, TV, Film. I started the MFA in Writing for Screen and Stage. And most recently, I was the director of the Pritzker Pucker Studio Lab for the promotion of mental health via cinematic arts. And was thinking about how to use media to change the conversation about mental health, to highlight mental health, and coming here a few weeks ago. So here I am. So this is my first position as dean, and it's really fascinating and challenging, and what an amazing community this is. So.
Yeah, so the a new, sleek 2023 low-mileage dean.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. And so what are you working on right now?
As a filmmaker, I have several projects. I have a horror short called ORPA that was about to be in production before the WGA strike. But my partner and I, who are both in the WGA, decided to honor the strike and put it on hold. And that's an adaptation of Orpheus and switching the sexes and seeing it as a horror film. And we could talk about that myth. I love mythology. I also have a feature script that me and my partner are trying to get off the ground that's based on my short Cassandra, but much expanded. And that's about a female detective and female police officer who are tracking a serial killer who draws the location of her next crime, and they're trying to figure out it, kind of always one step behind where they should be, and eventually they figure out what the next location will be, and they go there. So, and then I guess I should say I'm also co-producing my spouse, Deborah Tolchinsky, and she's a professor at Northwestern as well, her documentary series called True Memories and Other Falsehoods about memory contamination in the criminal justice sphere. And what the films or TV series about is how police procedures can lead to your memory being clouded so that you think you might have killed your parents and you didn't kill your parents. You might identify the wrong person. So very important work. And I'm co-producing, and I'm also scoring her episodes, and she just presented one of her episodes here at the Documentary Center, which was great.
Yeah, and I think that's fascinating. Like, I don't hear of many people in IU administration who also love making horror media. And Apollo's Curse, summarize that just real quick.
So I kind of weave in Greek mythology with kind of present-day detective atmosphere. And also, I'm very intrigued by psychiatrists. I grew up with my dad was a psychiatrist. So you'll usually find a psychiatrist as a character in my films. And sometimes, when you were asking about complex characters, I feel like psychiatrists know everything because you tell them everything. Do you trust them? In Apollo's Curse and Cassandra, I'm referencing the memory recovery movement in Chicago, where psychiatrists started to think they had recovered memories of abuse, and it was turned. We realized that that was all made up, and then the psychiatrists were actually sued or arrested. So my film is about what if one of these psychiatrists had actually had detected abuse, but was afraid of being arrested because of this, you know, process and because the memory recovery was no longer believed in.
So, what do you want your art to do?
I want people to lean forward in the theater if they're watching in the theater, saying, "What exactly does this mean and what's going on?" I want them to come out of the theater talking to each other, like, "What was that about?" And it's making me think about all kinds of things. I want my work to affect your body, and that's why horror is great, because you can be so sophisticated and educated, but you're still going to get scared. And I think that's why horror and also comedy are great, because they bypass your kind of intellect. And maybe I want my work to make you think about what needs to change in the world and what could be better.
And I have to ask, do you have a favorite horror film, or at least one that comes to mind?
I don't have a favorite. I have lots of favorites. I loved Get Out for the reasons we're talking about, that it was a horror film, but it was also addressing racism. I love The Babadook because it was showcasing what it's like to be a mother and, you know, someone dealing with loss and grief, and also dealing with a child who had a lot of needs, so kind of the loneliness of that position. And also I love that The Babadook is a metaphor for grief, and I think a lot of horror films kind of project the psychological state out into the supernatural. I loved Bustamante's La Llorona, which is looking at this old story of a woman who drowns her own children and re-sees it as genocide caused by men, not by the mother. And I thought that was really interesting. And His House looks at genocide in a similar way, trying to use horror to investigate real horrors. I love the tone of The Black Phone. And I look for sometimes it's just like the music in Under the Skin was amazing. The tone of The Black Phone was amazing.
Exactly. And you talked about writing horror films, also scoring movies, and honestly just being an artist, an active artist while being dean. How does that work inform your work as a how does that work inform your time here as dean of the media school?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I've just started being dean, but I can tell you, how does doing work inform teaching? You know, I was just meeting with someone in Chicago talking about the tax credits that happened in Illinois versus what would happen in Indiana, and having just produced a movie, gone through that whole process, seen what it's like, it helps me think about what is it like to make a movie in Indiana, because I have experience, immediate experience in Illinois. And we talked about knowing about the Writers Guild, and SAG helps me to advise people about how they make their way in the world, in a professional world. And then at a more complex level, this latest film that I'm doing, Apollo's Curse, I'm intrigued that screenplays are always in the present. Even when we're talking about the past, you perceive it as the present. I was thinking about how can I create a film where you're not sure what's the present, what's the past, or what's the future? And so that's me as a filmmaker, so that me as a teacher thinking about what could a story be and how do we kind of mess with story structure? And then me as dean, I'm thinking about what should we be teaching students here is, how to think about the future of storytelling, and with AI and with all kinds of technologies, what might work now might not be recognized as a story in the future. And also, you know, some people even object to the idea of story as being very constructed and inorganic. So as a filmmaker, as a teacher, and as an administrator, I'm thinking about how all these things work together. But yeah. I just started as dean. I don't really know how it's going to affect my
And goals are important, yeah. If anything. And did you want this position? I know that you have experience in Northwestern. But you seem primarily more to be an artist. When you got offered this position, what was your reaction?
That's very interesting that you say it. Well, obviously, I applied for the position, so I guess I wanted it. But you're right. Also, I just tend to pursue different opportunities. But I'll say this. I'm glad that you perceive me as mostly an artist. That makes me happy. I put characters together in my screenplays, and I enjoy that. At running programs at Northwestern, I would put people together in a room that wouldn't be together normally. Like in my mental health and media program, I had a board comprised of sociologists, psychiatrists, anthropologists, filmmakers, documentarians. And there's part of me that when I look across that table, I'm like, oh, I gathered these people together, and how interesting. It's really exciting for me. And I think that's what leads me to being a dean, is to be in this really interesting environment with all these different disciplines and students and faculty, and thinking about new programs that join people together in new ways. I just find it, it's so fun and unexpected. And also, I must have some kind of ego too, like, I helped make that happen, and that gives me pleasure. So I think putting characters or musical notes together and putting people or ideas together, it's all kind of the same. I'm not defined by one thing. It's just, and I think, you know, I think this is a model how I want our students to think. Now I'm trying being a dean. So that's my new gig, and we'll see how that goes. And then I'll do something else if something else comes along that's more interesting. But for now, it's like I feel so privileged and humbled to be chosen to kind of take the school. You know, why am I here? Because when I came for my interview, people said we formed this school almost 10 years ago, and there's been, you know, what are we? And now suddenly people are like, okay, we're together. Who do we want to be? What does the school represent? How do we raise the profile of the school so that in the country people are saying, what's happening in this place called the media school, and that our faculty are in the news, and that students coming out of here like, the top 25 filmmakers or top journalists are on list. And that's my dream, to take what's already great and just send the message out more and to bring new people in. So that, again, I find that surprising, challenging, and surprising and interesting.
You compared putting people together to music, and I like that, almost like these people are separate notes. And when they come together, they're sort of a song.
Sometimes they're counterpoints. Sometimes there's dissonance. Sometimes there's consonant. It just depends, yeah.
But what's been your favorite song? What's been your favorite instance of getting people together that you point to that gives you inspiration?
Well, I would say two things. Starting this mental health program and forming this advisory board and bringing students together from different spheres who had different relationships to mental health, I found it so not just interesting, but I think important. And also, we're working to improve mental health. And so that made me really happy. And then starting the MFA in writing for screen and stage, it was such a simple idea of like, let's put playwriting and screenwriting together. And if you look around schools in the country, they always are mostly screenwriting with a little playwriting, or playwriting with one course in screenwriting. And to really treat those together, and TV writing, and to embrace the conversation among them and teach students how to think about, is my story a screenplay? Is it a play? And also, here's a business opportunity to adapt my work. Do I have the skills to do that? What's kind of universal between these and what's unique? And that started with me and one other faculty member. And based on the success of that program, I think there's like 7 or 8 faculty members, and now I think it's, you know, top 10 program, and that's just so wonderful to see when you have a good idea how bringing two people together leads to bringing 24 students together leads to more faculty. And also, that program led to me having 12 students a year from a very diverse backgrounds, international, racially, economically, and it is truly diverse in so many ways. And that made me so happy, again, to look around the table and to see all these different kinds of people in conversation with such different perspectives. I loved it. So I'd like, you know, I hope I can do something like that here too.
Oh, yeah. And I guess I've never really thought of administration like that. And when you put it that way, it sounds exciting.
Well, administration is also the dreary part of administration is like, oh, we have to keep the place running and hire faculty and well, how much are we paying? But the great thing is like you ask big questions like who do we want to be as a community? What do we want to model when you think of the media school? Do you think of technology? Do you think of creativity? But do you also think of mental health? Do you think of ethics? You know, I've heard from journalism faculty about the field of journalism. Are we going to be known for the school that really tackles the present state of journalism? Are we going to be known for teaching students how to embrace, you know, new technologies and new forms of storytelling? It's all very, very important.
And you mentioned this question of who do we want to be? What are your thoughts on that question? Do you have an answer? But it's a big question.
So the other part of being a dean, you should know, is I sit here and muse about, oh, this is what I think. But it's really about the faculty and the staff, and it's about me saying, here's what I think, but it has to make sense to the faculty. So tomorrow we have a faculty and staff meeting. I'm going to say, okay, here's the things I've been thinking about in programs, but what do you all think? And also, how does this align with what the university is looking for, what new students might be looking for, and how do we bring that together? So one is kind of a philosophical, who are we as a community? And then how does that lead to what programs we might offer? So, you know, for me, mental health is an area that I think is very important and I'd like the school to be part of. I'm thinking about technologies and virtual reality and new technology and visuals, and I think that's an area of growth, but really it has to make sense for the entire faculty. And also I have to think about, is this something that will attract new students? Because as a dean, I have to think about enrollments and the future and how do we keep the school here or even move it up to here.
And what do you want to accomplish during your time at IU?
Well, the first thing I've asked my faculty and staff when they come to see me, I said, tell me what's the one thing I shouldn't ruin here. So what I want to accomplish is keep what's great, great, and don't mess with that. So I've heard from many students in particular that this is a school that's known for kind of a creative hands-on approach. And I think that would be, I'd be an idiot to try to change that because that sounds fantastic. What I'd like to accomplish is for the school to be known even more than it is. So let's take the great work that you're all doing, the faculty's working, and make sure that the rest of the country and the world knows how great it is. I'd like to bring in new faculty that are so amazing that, like, who just came to this school? Why did they come here? And then slowly people realize, like, this is the place to come to. So I don't know if I can accomplish that, but those are my dreams.
What do you think the IU Media School needs to focus on in this upcoming semester?
I think we need to continue to offer amazing classes and opportunities for our students. I think we need, as a faculty and staff, again, ask big questions about who do we want to be and what new programs might we offer. And I think giving students the opportunity to travel, and I don't mean just the wealthier students. I think one of the things I've talked to my development person, you should know, administration, it's all about fundraising. And so I can have big ideas, but we have to raise money. So when I hear about like our program in LA, or I hear about trips to Prague or London, I get so excited because for me, travel is the thing I probably love most in life. And I also feel like as a educated person, it's necessary. So when I hear only certain students can afford these opportunities, it makes me sad. So I'd love to keep working on making those opportunities available for everyone's, and that's a goal that I've talked to my development person about.
Yeah, especially when IU is such a big international school. And final question, the show is called I'm No Expert, and you're sort of an expert in honestly just being a dean of our media school. But what's something you're an expert in that people wouldn't expect, like rollerblading or juggling?
Let me first push back on that. I think my career is I'm always taking on things where I feel like I'm just my skill level, I'm challenging myself. So when you say I'm an expert, I think a screenwriter would tell you each screenplay, you know, like you feel like you know nothing and you're starting over. Deaning is I know a lot about administration, but I also feel like it's new terrain. What am I an expert in that I might not be, that you might not know about me? I'm very good at axe throwing, and I enjoy it a lot. I love to travel, and I've hiked the Dolomites. I've hiked the Inca Trail. I love boxing, and I was boxing classes, not each other, but bags. And I miss boxing, and I'm looking for a boxing ring here. And also, I love pizza, and I love pie, but my spouse tells me enough pizza and enough pie. Yeah, that's enough pizza for you, but I'm looking for great, you know, I come from New Haven originally where there's amazing pizza, so I'm always looking for good pizza, and I'm always looking for good, like, apple or cherry pie.
Perfect. And that's the end of my questions.
A pleasure.
Yeah. Pleasure to meet you.
I'm No Expert was produced by Carl Templeton and hosted by Avraham Forrest. Thank you for listening to another episode of I'm No Expert. You can find us on Spotify by searching IU Media School and follow along with what we're doing by following @IU Media School on Instagram. We'll see you soon with another episode.